Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. On October 3rd, 1863, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln declared that the last Thursday of every November would be a holiday set aside to give thanks to our beneficent Heavenly Father for all His wonderful blessings on our lives. Thanksgiving Day is meant to be a day of giving genuine thanks to our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Holy Spirit for all the different blessings in our lives. Physical and spiritual. Let's open our Bible now that we might make this the most thankful Thanksgiving we have ever had.
Well, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thanksgiving Day. Hopefully you woke up this morning, and if you're listening to this teaching right away, we like to get this one out early, right around 7 a.m., just so you can get your Thanksgiving started properly. Thanksgiving Day. If you've been listening to the other teachings, you've heard this, but Thanksgiving Day was begun as a holiday, a federal holiday, on October 3rd, 1863, by President Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. And he made it a holiday that on the last Thursday of every November going forward, there would be a day set aside specifically for the purpose of giving thanks to our beneficent, loving, and wonderful Heavenly Father for all His incredible blessings on our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, again, as we've been talking about in the previous teachings, really for most of us, if not all of us, that is not how we've been spending this day. That's not how we've been spending Thanksgiving Day. Now, I hope that I'm wrong. When I look back on my Thanksgiving days, you know, I've been doing this, you know, coming up on 30 years, walking with Jesus, and, you know, I might spend a few minutes in Thanksgiving, but still the vast majority of the time on Thanksgiving, man is looking forward to that good turkey dinner with that gravy all over there, them mashed potatoes, green bean casserole. My mother made the best coleslaw. Matter of fact, my mother made the best everything. May God rest her soul. Man, just Thanksgiving's good. And then we go to another house of close friends, and there's just good Thanksgiving turkey and cranberry sauce. And I mean, all the desserts, the brownies. And I mean, the Dallas Cowboys are on Thanksgiving. Is there anything more important than that? Anything more important than giving thanks for the Cowboys and the Detroit Lions who play every Thanksgiving Day? I mean, we are thankful for NFL football, right? We're thankful for having a day off. We are thankful for just that we get to eat good food. But I know this may seem hard to believe. That was not what was in the heart of President Lincoln when he made the holiday, okay? Times were extremely difficult. He was in the middle of a civil war in the United States, the North against the South, as you recall. It was a difficult time. And yet, in such a tremendous time of difficulty, of trying to bring our country back together, trying to end slavery, trying to bring unity to a broken nation, President Lincoln makes a holiday, a federal holiday, where we would give thanks throughout the day and all day, that the point of the day from when you wake up to when you go to bed would be to give thanks to our Heavenly Father for all the incredible blessings in our lives, physical and spiritual, in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Wow. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I believe I studied this, and again, I don't use notes when I teach. I study, and then I study diligently, and then I try to deliver a teaching, and so I'm not exactly tied to notes, although I know, you know, for the most part what I want to say. That way I can be led by the Holy Spirit as well. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But it was George Washington, I believe it was November 6th, 1789, who declared the first day. It wasn't a holiday, but he declared that November 26th, I believe it was, you can check me, 1789, was when George Washington said, on that day, on that Thursday, you know, we're going to set aside a day and we're also going to give thanks to our wonderful and loving Heavenly Father. Now, Lincoln followed that up in 1863 by making it a federal holiday. So again, we see here just deeply embedded in our nation and in our culture, a day of Thanksgiving. Now, again, for those that are listening and are in different parts of the world and you don't have a holiday, it's still good. If you're listening to this teaching, spend the day in Thanksgiving. Let's make this Thanksgiving day special. Listen, I'm still going to be eating that turkey, right? I'm still going to be having them mashed potatoes, Lord willing, that food is put on the table. I have faith that the food is going to come. You know, I'm still going to be enjoying the football. But I do want to make this a day where I am substantially more thankful, where I take maybe 10 times, 20 times, just for 30 seconds or a minute. Get down on your knees a couple of times. Don't ask for anything. Let this be a day where you just give thanks to your Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit. Give thanks to each member of our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Again, and you can give thanks for so many things, right? You know, physically, materially, and you can give tremendous thanks for the spiritual blessings that are in your life in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I mean, thank Jesus for his mercy. Thank him that he hasn't given you the punishment that your sin deserves. I mean, that is something to be thankful for. Mercy is when we do not get the punishment from our Heavenly Father that we do deserve. Thank him for that. And then go to your Heavenly Father and thank him for the grace in your life, the incredible grace. Grace is when you get blessings from your Heavenly Father that you do not deserve. Mercy is when you do not get punishment from your Heavenly Father that you do deserve. I mean, that's something to be thankful for, y'all. I mean, just hearing myself say it, I'm thankful. As a hopeless, desperate, truly wicked sinner, we all deserve, I deserve an eternity in hell, separated from our triune God. But our Father is merciful. Jesus Christ is merciful. Take a moment and give thanks to the Holy Spirit directly. Go to the Holy Spirit and thank him for being your guide, your counselor, your comforter. Thank him for living in you. If you're in Jesus Christ today, if you're trusting in Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sin, the salvation of your soul, deliverance from eternal hell, and to bring you to heaven when you die, then Jesus is living in you by his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is living inside of you. Now and for all eternity, you'll be one with the Holy Spirit, which means he goes with you everywhere you go. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit by which you've been sealed. Golly, thank you, Holy Spirit, for living inside of us. Forgive us, Holy Spirit, for grieving you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our guide, our counselor, our comforter. Thank you, Father, for just the incredible and overwhelming blessings in our life. Thank you, Father, that you've given us such privilege and such blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. But above all, Father, we thank you for Jesus today. Lord Jesus, we thank you for willingly becoming a human man for us. We thank you for living a perfect, righteous life on our behalf that we could never live. We thank you for dying a torturous death on our behalf that we deserve to die. And we thank you that you're alive and risen today. We thank you, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Golly. Thanksgiving Day. It's a good day to give thanks. I'm just going to read some scriptures. We won't go long today, Lord willing. You know, this teaching ought to be a little shorter. We just wanted to, every Thanksgiving, we like to get a teaching out, get it out there early. You know, just so you could start the day, this Thanksgiving Day holiday, and somehow, by the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ our Lord, I hope when tomorrow comes, you can look back on this day and say that was indeed the most thankful Thanksgiving of my entire life. I went to Jesus or my Heavenly Father 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 times, right? Again, it doesn't have to be for 5 or 10 minutes a time. It can be for a minute, but just stop and begin to meditate on just all the different things. We just went over spiritual blessings. Think of all the material blessings you've been given. If you have your health today, how much do you have to be thankful for? Just take a minute. And again, let today be a day. We always go to our Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit in prayer and petition, asking for things for ourselves and others. And that's a good thing. But let today just be a day of thankfulness where we don't have to ask for anything. You know, sometimes how nice would it be? You know, I don't know that I've ever heard of this. Maybe y'all have some angelic children, but can you imagine your children coming to you, you know, unexpectedly out of the blue and just walking up to you and saying, "Hey, mom, hey, dad, I didn't need anything, but I was just thinking a lot. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being my mother, mom. Thank you for loving me so unconditionally all of my life in a way that I don't deserve and I haven't appreciated. Thank you, dad, for being my father. Thank you just for all your love and blessings." I mean, most of you listening to this will be like, "No, I can't imagine that. I never even heard of that." Right? Because we're not. I was talking to Stephen this morning, you know, and it's just, you know, we have a natural disposition, regrettably, to be irritable or frustrated or to complain far more than we do to be thankful. So let today be a day of thankfulness. Just as you would be bowled over if your child ever came to you and said that and you knew they meant it, go to your Heavenly Father. Go to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Go to the Holy Spirit today. And just for today, don't ask for anything. That's going to be hard because we're so used to asking for stuff. But just again, take 30 seconds as you think about your health and say, "Father, thank you for my health, Father. I just thank you for my health, Father. I know people, and there's so many people that don't have good health. I just thank you for my health. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for the incredible home you've given me to live in. I thank you that we can have a Thanksgiving day. I thank you for all the wonderful food that I'm going to eat and others are going to eat today. Just thank you that we get to have a day off. Thank you that we get to enjoy watching football. Thank you, Lord Jesus." Holy Spirit, we just thank you today again for being our guide. Thank you for pointing us to Jesus. Thank you for convicting us to be more thankful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So again, whatever it is today, okay, when you do an inventory of your life on Thanksgiving Day, you know, how often have you gone in praise and thanksgiving, you know, to your Heavenly Father? How often have you stopped and taken a moment and, you know, called out, spoken to your Heavenly Father with thanksgiving, right? How many times throughout the day do you do that? Do you talk to Jesus and are thankful, to the Holy Spirit and are thankful? And again, this shouldn't be hard to understand. Pretty much all of us should be like, yeah, I may say something in the morning. It may occur to me at one time, but cumulatively, maybe you spend a minute or two, if that, in thanksgiving. Okay. And then, you know, all the other wonderful, incredible, fun, delicious, albeit superfluous things we spend the whole day doing, right? And that's the truth. Now, we can be thankful that the Holy Spirit has shown us that. We're thankful for these incredible two men, George Washington, the founder of our nation, right? Our founding father, George Washington, that his heart was so devoted to Jesus that he made a day on November 26th, 1789, set aside a day to be thankful to our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord throughout the day. And then the incredible President Lincoln, who during such a time of just tremendous difficulty set aside a day, October 3rd, 1863, and go read his proclamation. You know, just the language is incredible, but a day set aside to give thanks to our beneficent Father in heaven. Golly, thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, I'm just going to read some scriptures and we'll wrap up. But just meditate on these scriptures. Go, open your Bible. Have a devotional time of thanksgiving today. Look at Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Normally, I enter into prayer or enter into his presence asking for stuff, right? I enter his gates with my hand open. You know, Father, will you bless this? I pray for this. Will you give this? And again, it's good. We should be praying for our needs and wants and the needs and wants of others. But truly, to really experience his presence, you ought to enter into a time. And before you start asking for something, just thank him, right? In your prayer times, it's good to ask for things. But before you ask for things, say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all the blessings in your life. Even when Jesus taught us the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, right? The Catholics call it the Our Father, right? It doesn't begin by asking stuff, right? It begins by giving him praise and adoration. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, right? So, you know, you're first acknowledging and praising your heavenly Father before you thank him for anything. Psalm 107, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That ought to be a daily habit in your life, but let it be today. And again, we've had a whole series on Thanksgiving. You can listen to the previous, I don't know if it's six teachings or whatever it is. It started in November, like the first teaching in November, and it's culminating today, right? On Thanksgiving. Man, I'm excited. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 107, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Thank you, Father, for loving me when I am not altogether lovable. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Again, go to your Bible. Understand these scriptures, right? Just spend a time in thanksgiving. And as you grow in thanksgiving, you'll grow in peace. You'll grow in joy. You'll grow in contentment. There may be no virtue more important than becoming thankful. And again, it's not our natural disposition. My natural disposition is one of myopic selfishness, regrettably. Now, I battle against that, but all day long, I'm thinking about me, my life, my wife, my kids, my money, my ministry, my problems, my lunch, my fun, my entertainment, my vacation, my comfort, and certainly my problems. Man, imagine if I took my mind off of me and I started thinking about Jesus or started thinking about others and their life and their problems and their difficulties. Man, if I was just more thankful for all that I do have. And again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, you know, I was going to read it later. I'll read it now. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Everything's in Jesus, but give thanks in all circumstances. I certainly don't feel thankful in all circumstances. Matter of fact, I rarely feel thankful, regrettably. You know, more and more I am. But we can give thanks even though we don't feel thankful. And the more we give thanks, even though we don't feel thankful, the more we will begin to feel thankful, experience a thankful heart. When we intentionally give thanks to Jesus and our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Again, go to your Bible, open these up, and just read them. Do that as a discipline today. Do it every day, right? But again, 1 Chronicles 16:34. Open it up on your phone. Open it up in your physical Bible. Hallelujah. You know, encircle it, right? Pray through it. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Wouldn't that be nice? Is there anything better than peace? Is there anything better than having peace? How much of our days are we bothered and upset and frustrated or sad? Is there anything worth more than peace? You know, sometimes when we're praying, we pray most often for physical material things, but golly, is it not the spiritual blessings of grace and peace and mercy that are worth so much more? Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. And be thankful. Wow. And be thankful. Look at Colossians 3:17. Maybe no more important verse in the Bible for us as Christians. Above all, we should be thankful for Jesus. You want to be thankful for everything, but above all, you ought to consistently be thankful to Jesus. If we really understood how bad a sinner we were, how desperately we needed a Savior, the more we really understand that, the more we will be unbelievably thankful that our God, God the Son, loved us so much. There was no other way for us to be spared from death and an eternity of torment in hell. That he loved us so much that he willingly entered into this world for us, lived a perfect, righteous, obedient life on our behalf and in our place that we could never live, went on to die a horrible, torturous death on the cross that we deserved to die, and was raised from the dead. He did all that so that he would take the punishment for our sin. Our Heavenly Father cannot just overlook sin. He just not can't say, well, it's okay, don't worry about it. He is a holy God. He's perfect. Our sin against the holy God is infinitely greater than our sin against one another. Our sin against one another is horrible and sinful and terrible. But our sin against the holy God, we're sinning against sinners when we sin against each other. And that's terrible and sinful enough. But to sin as we do against a holy God, it's inconceivable. We don't understand. Our sin was so bad. Jesus entered into this world. See if you can get this. To get in the way of the wrath of a holy God and took it on himself. There has to be satisfaction for sin. Jesus stood in the way of the wrath of God the Father, absorbed it into himself on the cross so it wouldn't have to be poured out on you and me in hell. And all we have to do is genuinely receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's a lot to be thankful for. We read 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I'm sorry, Colossians 3:17. I said there may be no more important verse in the Bible. In whatever you do. Is that hard to understand? Whatever you do, everything. Whether in word or deed, any talking you do or any action you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do everything in Jesus. The name of Jesus, not the generic word God, the name of Jesus ought to be on your lips all day, every day. This is not a hard to understand verse. This is what it means to be a Christian. Ultimately, we're forgiven of our sin, but as disciples of Jesus, Colossians 3:17, in whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Genuine thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father, convicted, you know, led by the Holy Spirit, is only in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Again, you may not feel thankful, but you can give thanks. And the more you do, the more you will be thankful. And I'll conclude here, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything. That's hard, right? We're often anxious about everything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And I don't have it here, but if you go on and read in verse 7, it says, in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, again, thanksgiving, having a heart of thankfulness, being intentionally thankful, growing to be thankful will lead to more joy and peace and contentment than we could ever imagine. And as I said, I'll end here. Finally, be thankful for Jesus. Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Are you trusting in Him today? You may say, I believe in Jesus. To believe in Jesus doesn't mean to give intellectual assent to the existence of Jesus. No more than if I said to you, I believe in you. When I say to you, I believe in you, I'm not acknowledging I believe you exist. Of course you exist. When I say, I believe in you, I'm saying that I have confidence in you, that I trust in you, that I have full faith in you that you can do it. To believe in Jesus means that you have your full confidence, trust, and hope in Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sins, the salvation of your soul, deliverance from eternal hell, and to bring you to heaven when you die. The word belief in the Bible means to trust in or rely upon. Are you clinging to Jesus today alone for your salvation, knowing yourself to be a hopeless, helpless, desperate, hell-bound sinner, and that without Jesus only hell awaits? Have you received Him? John 1:12. It's all who received Him. To those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Have you genuinely received Jesus? Romans 10:13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Have you called out to Jesus from a place of knowing your need as a hopeless sinner, believing the Bible? Have you called out to Him, asking for His mercy, knowing you can do nothing to help yourself or save yourself, knowing all you could do is throw yourself at the mercy of Jesus and ask Him to be the Lord of your life, to save you from your sin and bring you to heaven when you die? If not, I encourage you can do so right now. This Thanksgiving Day can be the day of eternal life. It's not our words that save us, but you use your words. We use our words to communicate our heart to Jesus. Simply humble yourself before Him now in prayer and go before Him and say, Jesus, I thank you for entering this world. I thank you for coming into this world, even for me. I thank you for living a perfect, righteous life on my behalf that I know I could never live, ever. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying that torturous death on the cross that I deserve to die. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're alive and risen. And therefore, Jesus, right now, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to be the Lord of my life. I ask you to save me from my sin and to bring me to heaven when I die. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a hopeless, desperate sinner, and without you only hell awaits. Therefore, I place all my hope, all my trust, all my confidence in you alone now to save me and to be my everlasting Lord and God. Fill me today with your Holy Spirit today, Lord Jesus, and help me to live each day in my life in love and devotion to you. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.